the Mashgiach taught us that the Rambam in Sefer HaMitzvos writes, Mitzvah Aleph, the first mitzvah is a tzivui, asher tzivanu be'amanas ha'rukus. The commandment that we have been commanded to believe in God. V'hu shenamin sheyesham ila v'siba. We have to believe, we have to have faith, that there is a first cause, that there is a reason for everything that happens. V'hu poel echol ha'nimtzayim, and it's the cause and the one that causes everything to be. V'hu amra enoich yavai elokecha. And that is what the pasuk says, I am the Lord your God, I am Hashem. So we have to take a step back and ask ourselves, why is this mitzvah called emuna? Halo emuna zehu davar shaloi royim. Ve'al ze mitzvah v'mlahamin. We said before that faith and belief is something that you can't see. No one asks you if you believe in the sun. Everybody looks up into the sky and sees the sun. Of course you know that there's a sun. No one has to ask you if you believe in it. You can see it. Emunah is about something that you can't see. You're commanded to believe in things that you can't see. Who needs to command you to believe and to have faith in something that you can experience yourself? The Navi says that from my own flesh I can see God. Nira she'emuna eino inyan rak she'aseichu yavim v'yakir. So the Mashgiach says an important thing. You have to realize, true emuna doesn't mean intellectual faith, that you understand that there is a God, that you know it in your mind, recognize that concept. There are many people out there that they believe that there is a God, and that God is the creator of the world, and maybe even that he runs the world. But that is pure intellectual knowledge. They might know that there's a God, but they don't live their life that way. They might know that there's a creator, but what does it have to do with me? They might even believe that he runs the world, but so what? What does that obligate me to do? What does that change my life? How does that make me live in a different way? And the answer is, for some people, it doesn't. Ziloma speak, says the Mashgiach, that's not enough. Ki achoyve shel emuna hi shalev yakir v'yeda. The obligation of emuna is that your heart has to understand, recognize, and know this as well. Chmoy shenemar v'ashevoysa elev avecha. Bring it down into your heart. V'gam ma she'ena roye tzarech shiyamin v'yakir ba'akara chushis. And that's the foundation of what we're saying, is that you have to have emuna chushis, hakara chushis. You have to feel God. You have to feel that there's a boira, that there's a creator. You have to feel the emuna in every limb of your being. You can't just know there's a God in your mind, in your head, a cold intellectual knowledge. You have to feel it. It has to be something that you experience. When your heart knows it, then it's hakara chushis mamish. And could be, says a Mashgiach, that that's what it meant about Noach. When we say about Noach in the Rashi, mamin veino mamin. He believed, but he didn't believe. Because even though he understood there was a God, perhaps it means that he lacked that feeling, that he lacked that recognition in his entire being. Had he done that, maybe he would have been able to prevent the flood somehow. Based on what we just said, emuna doesn't just mean intellectual faith. It means shal halev lehaamin leseichel. Emuna means teaching your heart to believe what your mind is saying. Let's say that again. Emuna means teaching your heart to feel and experience what your mind intellectually understands. Intellectually, most people out there recognize that it's a very strong possibility that there must be a creator. Because such a beautiful world doesn't just happen by accident. Such a world of Seder, where everything is intricately built upon layer of majesty, of beauty, of precision. A clockwork that was definitely built by the master clockmaker, who constantly spins and winds the movement of the watch to keep it in tune, to keep the precision going, because if you would stop for even 1 second, the whole thing would fall apart. The world runs in such an amazing way. The Niflois HaBriya, the wonders of creation, are so clear that there must be someone out there who made this all. It can't have happened by pure chance. And so many people come to that realization in many different ways in their lives through experiences that they've had. So they know that there's a God, and they know that there's a creator, and they even believe that he runs the world. But it's one thing to know it in your mind, it's another thing to experience and feel it in your heart and live your life based upon that. And so Emunah means to teach your heart to understand and believe what your mind and your intellect already knows. Chasher adam medaber al riboy kedei leishachnoi lahamin ledvarm shenizbaruch besichoi. When a person speaks to his own heart, to tell his heart, to convince it to believe in those things that are already clear in his mind, it's just like when you meet a friend and you need to convince him. What if you had met your friend and you had to convince him that it's an emergency, we have to go quickly, we have to go? So you would use arguments, you would use all kinds of different reasoning to convince your friend that he had to do this, that it was important. That's the same way you have to act towards your body and towards your heart. You have to convince yourself, your body and your heart, to know what your intellect knows. Just like your soul knows and sees that there's a God, just like your intellect knows and understands that there's a God, you must convince and reason with your body and with your heart in the same way, so that they also know that. And that's Emunah. Chen ken his bate marana mashgiach shara adam ledaber im atzmoy kmo yishmedaber mitalmid koshe havana. And just like a person would speak to its student who just doesn't understand and explain to him and use reasoning and arguments to show him, to demonstrate to him, to make him understand, that's the approach we have to take with ourselves. Hashem should help that we're able to convince ourselves that there is a creator, that there is a God, that he runs the world, that he cares about us, that he loves us, that he wants the best for us. And with that Emunah, an Emunah chushis mamash, an Emunah of feeling, an Emunah of experience, with experiential Emunah, we will live our lives of Emunah. Thank you.